I graduated from dental school and started out by getting a normal job. I was doing fine, but with $55,000 a year in student loan payments, I knew that I had to do something better. So I spoke with two different experienced dentists. One of them was making more than $1 million a year, and the other one wasn't. Now, the other guy said, you should learn how to place implants. Okay, fine. But the dentist who is making more than $1 million a year told me a secret that oftentimes only experienced businessmen learn. Honestly, it sounded too good to be true, but I listened to him. I followed his advice and I did it. I didn't even know this was possible. This is something no one talks about, but once I figured it out, I have never looked at business the same way. So what did he tell me and what did I do? He showed me how I could be making a lot more money, choose my own hours, and never have a boss tell me what to do. I didn't have to start a new business, work harder, work more hours, do any marketing to attract new patients. I didn't even have to spend any of my own money. I'm going to tell you, but first let me give you some context. I had always been interested in the idea of owning my own business. My original major when I started out school was business management because I liked the idea of owning a business. But after getting a few months into the degree, I realized that actually most of the people with business management degrees aren't actually business owners. People with business management degrees are often working for corporations. They're not running their own business. It seemed to me at the time that if I wanted to own a business, I was going to have to start a business. So I reasoned that if I was going to start a business, I was going to need some sort of product or skill that other people would pay me for. At the time, it seemed so simple, but the reality was there are so many things I didn't know. Eventually, I stumbled upon the idea of dentistry. The reason I was looking into dentistry was not because I like teeth. Honestly, I really don't. I knew a few dentists that owned their own businesses. And so my thought process was that if I can learn how to be a dentist, I could then start my own business where I sell dentistry. So that's why I became a dentist. I wanted to choose my own hours. I wanted to be in control of my schedule. I didn't want to have a cap on my salary potential. I wanted to be a business owner. So I did all the things you need to do to get into dental school. I got good grades in undergrad. I got decent grades in dental school. And eventually I became a dentist. Now this is where we resume the story of the millionaire that gave me advice. He said, Chris, if you want to own a business, don't start a business. How does that make any sense? You see, starting a business is really risky. Smart businessmen don't take risks. What you need to do is acquire an existing business. Find a dentist with a successful practice that he's been running for years that wants to retire. Go to a bank and get them to finance 100% of the purchase price and then buy the practice from that dentist. You are then going to use the money that you're making from that business to pay off that loan, and you are never going to have to spend a single dollar of your own money to buy this business. You get all the rewards that come from being an owner without any of the risks that come from starting a business. I'm going to be honest, when I first heard this, I thought he was speaking nonsense. How do you just buy a business? Are there really banks that would finance 100% of a purchase price for a business? What I actually found out was that banks are not only willing to give 100% of the purchase price to buy a dental practice, but they're willing to give 110 to 115% so that you have some extra money called working capital in order to start the business out. Just the realization that I would never even have to pay back this loan because the business was going to be paying back the loan. Not only that, but I was going to be making more money each year as an owner than if I was working for an employee, and I would be building equity in a business that I would later be able to sell at a profit. It seemed like a no-brainer. Up until that point, my thought was that I was going to be starting a business and I probably wouldn't have any patience for the first few years, and it was going to take a long time to start. I was prepared to be poor for the next 5 to 10 years as I was building up this business. I was prepared to take on an enormous amount of risk in order to have this dream of maybe being a business owner one day. But then this one piece of advice completely changed my view of what it meant to own a business. It was no longer a theoretical concept of, I wonder if this area of town has enough patients to where it would make sense to start a new dental office. It was no longer this speculative bet where I had to guess if this business was going to be successful. It was now a strategic, calculated decision where I could look at the numbers that the business was already doing and I could decide, does this business make sense? Is the amount of money the business is currently making enough to fund the loan payments and then provide me with a stable income? It took the vast majority of the guesswork and risk out of the process. Instead of gambling on my future and putting the little bit of money that I managed to save up into a business, I could just find a business that already has an existing cash flow and buy it. Most people think that if you want to have a business, you're going to have to start one. But successful business people, they don't like risks. They'd rather buy a business that's already cash flowing. 50% of new businesses fail within 5 years. But when you buy an established business that's already been operating for 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years, you can feel confident that it's going to continue into the future. You can look at the financials from how the business has been doing over the previous few years and get a very good idea of what it's going to be doing next year and the following year. As long as you can come in and do the things that the previous owner was doing, you can maintain that level of production. But sometimes you can come in and you can do more than the previous owner was doing and increase the production of that business. Unlike with a startup where you're guessing, with an acquisition, you know how much money you are going to be making starting out. Even when you factor in the risk of starting a business takes time. With a dental practice, for instance, you have to have patients on the schedule. Successful dental practice is generally going to see between 1,000 to 3,000 patients per year. If you start a new business and just open the doors, you're going to have zero patients starting out. You're going to be spending money on marketing. You're going to be sitting around paying employees that aren't working. A startup can be really expensive. That's not to mention the fact that banks are often not willing to give money for startups. Banks have seen the exact same statistics that you can see where 50% of businesses fail within 5 years. Why would they give you a loan that's a 10-year loan if there's a 50% chance you're going to fail within 5 years? Just like successful businessmen don't like to take risks, banks also don't like to take risks. But if you come to a bank with a business that already has a positive cash flow, if you're able to prove to the bank that you are able to do everything that previous owner was doing and potentially more, the banks are going to be more than willing to give you the money that you need to buy that business. The first business that I bought cost $350,000, but I took out a loan for $450,000. The bank was literally willing to give me an additional $100,000 because they could see how successful this business already was and how it had a potential to be even more successful into the future. The most valuable resource you have is not money. You can always make more money. Making money is easy, but what you cannot make more of is time. When you buy a pre-existing business, you are stepping into a time machine. Rather than having to spend the next 5 to 10 years growing a business, you are stepping into a time machine going into the future where this business is already making money. When you buy a business, you are essentially buying back your time. When I bought my business, I made $700,000 in my first year of ownership. There is absolutely no way I would have made $700,000 in my first year of ownership if I had done a startup. Probably would have taken me, 7, 8, 9, 10 years to make it to that point, if I ever made it to that point. I was able to walk into a business as if I had owned it for 20, 30 years. I didn't have to spend money on marketing to get new patients to come to the practice because there were already plenty of patients scheduled to come into the practice over the next 6 months. The amount of time that one decision to buy a dental practice saved me is immeasurable. I know a few dentists who have done startups, and while they haven't necessarily failed, they're making less money as owners than they were when they were working as employees. They have to stress out because they're showing up to work. There's no one on the schedule, yet they have employees that they still have to pay. They have rent each month that they're responsible for. It's not like they can just leave and go on vacation because they still have a few patients scheduled. Because I bought a business that already had patients on the schedule, I was able to walk into this business and make decisions that I never could have made if I did a startup. Immediately, I walked in and the first day I saw some patients that had insurance plans that weren't paying very much, so I dropped those insurance plans. The dentist who was there before me was working until 6 or 7 on Sundays. I didn't like that, so I ended my schedule at 4:30, and a couple months later, I actually bumped that down to 3:30. For me, it was important to be home by 5, 5:30 to have supper with my family, and I also wanted to have time to go to the gym, so I decided I was going to stop at 3:30. When you're the owner of a successful business that already has positive cash flow, you can make these kind of decisions. If I was working at an associate job, I could have never done that. But as an owner, you have the choice to do what you want. I no longer think about work as a way to just make an income. I'm now thinking about how, in addition to having an income, can I also be building equity in a business? Income is great, but what about wealth? When you're working as an employee, the only way you can build wealth is by saving a percentage of your income. This is where you would usually hear a story about some janitor who had been saving up from each paycheck and putting it into an index fund, and by the time he was 90 years old, he had $5 million in the bank. That's fine. Like, is it nice to have $5 million in your bank when you're 90? I mean, it's better than nothing. But wouldn't it be nice to be able to spend your income on things right now that are important to you while also building equity in something that you can later sell? Wouldn't it be nice to start making money now while also saving money for the future? Business is an asset that you can sell for real money. Income is temporary, but equity is long lasting. It's the value you are building in a business that can potentially be sold for a huge return. Mark Cuban, for instance, is one of the richest men in the United States. He didn't get his money from working a job. He started a business called Broadcast.com and sold it to Yahoo in 1999 for over $1 billion. I'm certainly not going to say it's easy to build a billion-dollar business, but if you buy a dental practice for $300,000 to $500,000, it's entirely reasonable to later sell that for, you know, $1 million to $2 million. With my first practice, I sold it for more than $300,000 more than I paid for it. And that was just my second year out of school, working 3 days a week. If you're willing to buy a functional business and stick with it for a few years and really build that business up, there is no limit to the amount of money you can make when you sell that business. Sometimes it's necessary to sell your time for money. But very quickly, once you start building wealth, you're going to realize that it's more profitable to trade your money for time. Money means absolutely nothing if you don't have time to enjoy it. Once the news got out about what I had done, a bunch of my friends actually started to reach out to me and ask if I could help them do the same thing. I even started receiving some emails from people I didn't even know that were asking about it. There is such a huge demand right now for this information. I decided to make it my mission to help as many people as possible move into business ownership. Not by starting any type of risky businesses, but by buying established businesses that are already profitable. I recently wrote a book that I'll put in the description that talks about my journey into buying a practice. If you have any interest in buying a dental practice or a business, reach out and I would love to help. Gary Kasparov, one of the most successful chess players in history, said, "Attackers may sometimes regret bad moves, but it's much worse to forever regret an opportunity you allowed to pass you by." Time is your most valuable resource. Don't spend the precious time that you have left building up someone else's business. Don't waste your precious time trying to start a business or trying to figure out things yourself. Find an existing successful business. Find someone who's done this before to help you. Find a bank that's willing to finance it and buy it. Then you can enjoy the freedom, the equity, and the reward that comes from owning your own business without any of the risks that come from starting a startup.